Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
When things will all be open for the masses, and here to talk about what he saw last week, what to expect this week, and everything else surrounding the second Birds of Baltimore. He's on the Window Nation guest hotline from the Baltimore Sun. Welcome back to the show, Brian Wacker. Brian, good afternoon. How are you feeling today?
Good afternoon, guys. I am ready to get back at it for another week of OTAs here.
All right, let's talk about the defensive backfield, and in particular, TJ Tampa, because Darius Washington goes down with the Achilles. Unfortunately, might cost him the entirety of the season. You know, Wiggins is in for year two. They drafted Starks to play safety, I guess, to pair up Kyle Hamilton for sure. We know about Marlon Humphrey, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Where does TJ Tampa's second year in the league fit into this equation, at least as we sit today and project maybe 3 months from now?
Yeah, look, I think he's going to be part of the mix. You know, we've heard John Harbaugh talk highly about him and the progress he's made year one to year two. Of course, healthy now after dealing with, an injury early last year that kind of really stuck around and kept him out of the mix for a long time until we got into the season. So, look, it's early, but I think you can look at him as a guy who will be part of that rotation on the outside. Is someone that they'll rely on. And, look, Eric DaCosta is fond of saying we can never have too many cornerbacks. Look, these guys tend to have injury issues in that area. So I would not be surprised to see him part of that mix. Of course, you've got, Nate Wiggins, Marlon Humphrey. So you've got guys out there. Ouzier, they brought in, of course, in the offseason. I think he will, of course, be part of that mix as well. But he was not at OTAs, at least the day that was open to reporters last week. He was out sick, so we did not get to see him in action. So Tampa, I would imagine, kind of gobbling up some of his snaps during what we saw. But I would expect him to be, part of that group and part of that rotation and, someone to keep an eye on there.
Brian, I was kind of hoping that they would give Tampa reps at safety because I think that's where he, especially like on the inside and stuff, but
yep.
Didn't look like that was the case where he was playing outside most of the time.
Yeah, no, and we actually brought that up to Harbaugh, I think at some point last season. Look, is when there were some questions, about that third safety role or, is Tampa a guy, given his size, that could potentially be a safety. Now, maybe it's, subterfuge, but John, basically said that, look, we're not really looking at that. It's not a position he's played before, really. We view him as a cornerback. But to your point, it does present an interesting option. You know, look, the Ravens like versatility in their defensive backs. We all remember Brandon Stevens, a guy who played safety and then played corner as well. So, you know, perhaps there's a role to get him on the field in that safety role, but we have yet to see that materialize. And it sounds like it's not going to materialize, but, you know, we shall see.
Hey, Brian, since June 1st has passed now, I could see them adding O-line, safety, D-tackle, inside backer, you know, and then maybe in the fall, kicker.
Yeah, I think all of those are in play. You know, the kicker is interesting to me because, look, they've got a couple of guys, a couple of rookies now, and John Hoyland, and, of course, Tyler Loop, the sixth-round draft pick. So I think they'll sort of try to get a sense of, you know, where they're at with those guys, you know, these next couple of weeks. And but certainly would not be surprised at all to see them bring in a veteran if they don't like what they see from those guys. I think they've got to probably be a little bit careful because you don't want to bring in sort of a seasoned, you know, quality veteran when you've got a rookie trying to make the team, you know, as the starting kicker. So there's probably a balance there, or maybe they do it for that very reason, to see how he handles that competition. You know, it certainly looked linebacker, I think, is a position on the inside that they'll need some depth. I think they'll need some depth on both offensive and defensive line. Wouldn't be surprised to see them look in that veteran safety market as well. That's another position. As you mentioned, this June 1st date now and no longer, you know, it's easier to sign those veterans, more team friendly and so forth. So, you know, I think, look, this is what they do, right? They go find a veteran, you know, in a couple of spots. We've seen them do that on the outside with linebacker a couple, you know, the past couple of years, certainly, even beyond that. So would not be surprised to see them. I don't know that they'll add an outside linebacker just because then you start to get into a numbers game of, of, you know, where's that guy fit? But I certainly think on the inside and then both lines and then safety as well.
Now, Brian, I thought LaJonte Wester was a guy that just showed up. You know, I mean, because he was making play. Because I can't remember, you know, who I was. Cordell, I think. I was like, damn, 83 keeps showing up. What'd you think?
Yeah, look, he is. Look, there's no question. He's fast. He ran a 4.3, like low 4.3s in the 40. He's a guy you watch the tape against, you know, some pretty good competition. He's got moves. He's got that wiggle and shake and can juke some guys. He is very small, so, you know, there's some concern there, but he, you know, he kind of plays tough. And look, again, as a guy who's a potential returner candidate, you don't, you know, need a big guy back there. So I think this is a kid that's definitely in the mix. You know, I was a little surprised he made some plays at receiver. So you know, does that mean he's in the mix for that fourth or fifth spot as a receiver? Certainly when you get into those fourth, fifth, sixth spots, you want guys who could play on teams. And he'll certainly be part of that equation. They like him a lot. You know, comes from a football family. Actually, I have a piece coming out in tomorrow's Baltimore Sun, or later on in the Baltimore Sun about this week about Wester. You know, he's got a couple of brothers who play at the collegiate level. A really talented kid. Plays bigger than his size, and seems to have, you know, that toughness and drive and chip on his shoulder that you like to see in those sorts of players. So I think he's going to be a fun player to watch, certainly through the spring and summer.
Now, two other receivers that kind of jumped out at me. I thought Tez Walker, he looked fast, and he looked much better body control, you know, a lot better than last year, like getting in and out of cuts. And then Hopkins, too. I thought, you know, the couple catches he made on the sidelines over there, I was kind of like, damn, he's a little quicker than I thought.
Yeah, look, Hopkins is going to be a guy that you know what you get with him. He's a veteran, savvy guy who knows how to get open, has terrific hands, still has enough giddy up to be able to get open. We saw that last season. And I don't think, you know, look, some people might think of this a little bit as Odell Beckham a couple of years ago. This is not the same scenario. I think Hopkins is not that far along in his career. I think he still has a few years left and obviously terrific hands and gives Lamar a great catch radius, you know, for those balls, those contested catches, balls, you know, tight coverages on the sideline, over the middle, third down, goal line, red zone, all of that. I think he will be an integral part of this offense for sure. And you're right, Kez Walker, look, I think you'll see him make a big jump from year one to year two. That was kind of the knock on him coming out, right? Was not very polished and needed a lot of work at this level. Certainly the speed was there, kind of a straight line speed guy. But look, he's the guy who can take the top off of defense. We saw that a little bit in the practice that you mentioned. I think we'll see that a little bit in the spring and summer. And again, there's a guy who's in that, you know, number 4 to 5 receiver position along with Tylan Wallace and LaJonte Wester. And, you know, you start adding it up and all of a sudden the Ravens receiving core looks.
Attention sports enthusiasts, keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus TNC supply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews. All on the app. Download today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Pretty good right now.
Brian Wacker, Baltimore Sun, Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Brian, last thing for you. Mark Andrews met with the media for the first time in a long time. And we all know the circumstances in that Buffalo game, which was the last game of the Ravens season. Unfortunately, how much is left in the Mark Andrews tank as he's heading into free agency here?
Yeah, look, I think the days of him being that, you know, elite, top tier, one, you know, best tight end or, you know, best two or three tight ends are probably behind him. But look, he's still a 1A tight end. I mean, this guy's very good. Look, we heard all the trade rumors. And look, maybe at some point that comes to fruition. But we haven't seen Isaiah Likely in that, you know, number one tight end spot for an entire season. Obviously, when he's had the opportunity, he's sort of taken it, run with it, and played well. I don't think there's any question about his ability. It's just a matter of seeing on a consistent basis if he were to become the starter, if they were to move on from Mark Andrews at some point. But I get the sense that, you know, look, I get no sense that they're going to trade him. I know there hasn't been really any discussions in terms of contract extension talks. Certainly that's something Mark Andrews would like. But right now I think he's, you know, as he said, he's focused on trying to play, be the best player he can, put last year behind him. It will be interesting, though, to see how this plays out through the season. Do you get a team, you know, that is desperate for a tight end and maybe, you know, gives an offer to the Ravens they can't refuse? You know, I think they were kind of open to those ideas or offers through the draft, and then those never really materialized to their satisfaction. So, of course, they're going to stay with Mark Andrews. Again, this is a guy who is a top, you know, pretty top-level tight end. Have to also remember, guys, that he is a security blanket from Lamar Jackson. So you do not want to do anything to upset the apple cart when you've got a roster that's fit for a Super Bowl by taking away one of the quarterback's favorite weapons.
Brian Wacker, Baltimore Sun. Brian, always appreciate the time. Enjoy the rest of your Monday. Have fun at Owings Mills this week.
Thanks, as always.
Thanks, Brian.
Brian Wacker, everybody. We'll come back, reset for you, take a phone call or two, get to Nolan's Funhouse. Then we got NFL Lunch coming up at 1 o'clock, and the American League East Report at 1:15. Quiet day schedule-wise in the division, but boy, it was loud yesterday when you caught up on the scores and the standings, including the Orioles sweeping the White Sox. Everybody feeling a little bit better about the Birds. Better than they were a week ago, I guess.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.